Hello, this is Patrick Adams, and you're listening to Patrick Adams Podcast number 4 for December 22nd, 2006. You know, the life of an entertainer is one of constant motion. We've been very lucky indeed to convince Silky James to be our roving reporter. He's very knowledgeable and experienced in the New York music scene. This week, Silky James was able to catch up with Terry King, formerly of the Drifters. In his interview with Terry King, we hear about Terry's group Total Soul and his connection to Minnie Riperton, Benny King, Jerry Butler, and some time spent singing with the Temptations. Here's the interview.
Introducing Terry King, former member of the Drifters. Terry, how's it going, man?
Been going great. Real great.
Good. So anyways, Terry, how did you get started in this business?
Well, it started some over 50 years ago in my father's church, along with my grandmother. Started playing piano. And as you can see now, the rest is history.
Yes. What a history.
Oh, great history.
And some of the tunes you guys sang, wow. Oh my God, I still love it. So anyways, let me ask you, what are your fondest memories?
Well, I would have to say, basically, touring the world, actually.
Where have you been?
Japan, England, basically around the world, everywhere but the North Pole.
I don't know if they can find it right now. I know they've been looking for it. Anyway, tell me something. What advice would you give young people just starting out in the music business?
Well, first I would say, get an education, which is first and foremost. Second, I would say, pick up an instrument. That's my advice to young people, because we have so many young people out there today not being able to hold an instrument, play a piano, a guitar, clarinet, saxophone, and it's needed. And I've been saying this for years, that young people, like my children, they play piano. I did that to them at a young age and allowed them the opportunity to be able to, you know, play something, if not sing, be able to play, instead of rap or what have you. But not saying that rap is bad, it depends on what you say. And that's my advice to you, to pick up an instrument.
Well, that certainly is on time, and it's certainly on the money. So, okay. Are you still working? Are you working on anything?
Yes.
What's up?
Currently, I have a big 11-piece band called Total Soul, and we perform pretty much everywhere. We use the chops horns, which back up Alicia Keys, and we pretty much, we steadily work constantly. I'm also in the studio. I have my own recording studio. I'm producing young acts that want to get out, and trying to formulate a bond with young people and the world and come back out again.
Sounds great.
Yes.
Dynamite. Let me ask you something. You've been all through the U.S. I suppose you know, you probably know personally a whole lot of people.
Yes. I've had involvement with the Temptations, performing with them, actually.
How long did you perform with them?
Well, Dennis Edwards and, God rest his soul, Eddie Kendricks, had brought me into becoming a Temptation. And because of Eddie Kendricks, it really catapulted me to becoming the singer that I am today. He had me in a group called Posse back in the late 60s. And then from there, I had gone on and performed with him as well. And when the group disbanded, Dennis Edwards, Damon Harris, David Ruffin, myself, we had another set of Temptations. You know, and we were working. We were working as Dennis is still working today.
Any other groups that you
have been with? Well, I was with a group with Minnie Rippleton called Rotary Connection. That was back in the 60s. Had a lot of fun with me. And she was, God rest her soul as well. And I miss her quite a bit. Then, you know, just having my own, you know, single thing that I was doing. I had a single out back in the 80s. And it did pretty well over in Europe. And, right now I'm just taking some of my old tracks and letting some young people, you know, perform them.
Do you work, am I saying this right? Your uncle is Benny King.
Yes.
The Benny King.
Benny King.
Do you do anything?
As he would say, his oldest living nephew. And, no, he still performs. He's out there working. They do, I know they were performing. They had a show going around with Gene Chandler, Percy Sledge, Gary Butler, you know, the single act, you know, the male act. And, you know, this show's a dynamite. This show's a dynamite, you know, and they bring a lot, you know, back a lot of memories for a lot of people, you know. I had once, years ago, back in the 60s when I was in Chicago, in fact, Jerry Butler was in the same building where I was a writer, and a friend of mine, he had left New York back in the 60s to go to Chicago, and we had a recording studio with Ramsey Lewis. And we had in fact our company was called Hot Hit Productions. Because we weren't listening to nobody. We wanted to write our own stuff. We had a hot hit. Yeah, so, I hope people don't take that the wrong way.
Those were the good old days.
Yes.
Yeah, and they'll come back. Well, anyways, Terry, look, I don't want to hold you up, but let me just ask you one thing. Is there any way to reach you, email you, or is there...
Yes.
Well, would you please tell us?
My email address is tking749@comcast.net. I can be reached. And if any of my old fans out there want to know where I'm going, in fact, next week I'll be performing at a club called Adelphia's in South Jersey, in Deptford, New Jersey, with my band Total Soul.
Right. Okay, Terry, it's been a pleasure.
It's been a gas.
Hey, talk to you.
Hey, talk to you again soon.
Right now.
Peace out.
That brings us to the close of Patrick Adams Podcast number 4 for December 22nd, 2006. We'd like to thank our guest Terry King, formerly of The Drifters. Keep an eye out for Terry King and Total Soul. He's a performer you won't want to miss. We'd like to give a special thanks to Silky James, our roving reporter, for bringing us another piece of music history. During the next 2 weeks, if you find yourself at the end of your rope, don't let go. Tie a knot and hold on. This is Patrick Adams wishing you a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, a Happy Kwanzaa, or just a happy week wherever you are. Until next time, bye-bye.